This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
Here to join us to talk a little bit about hockey, and we may even put him on the spot and try and talk prognosticating animals. It is Jeremy Markovich from the NC Rabbit Hole. Follow him at Definitely a Name and at NC Rabbit Hole. Jeremy, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing well. I don't know if you caught this trend yesterday, but all of our groundhogs and other animals who may or may not predict weather are like peacing out. I don't know if they're unionizing for better benefits, but they're not working. There was only one, Sned or somebody down in Garner, and I feel like the rabbit hole needs to look into this.
Yeah, they all. I mean, like it's like they're apparently, there must have been some kind of buyout where like they all just took the buyout.
Sure.
They've all retired or something like that at the same time. So I don't know what happened, but there's like far fewer like groundhogs that are doing it. Like maybe like the Groundhog Corporation is going through some downsizing and they got to get rid of a lot of them. So
and apparently there's an armadillo somewhere that that predicts. So I want you to use your sources to look into the animals that are supposed to do things for it. Whether it's, we got ones on New Year's Eve that I know you've written about, and now we've got groundhogs that apparently are retiring, or I don't know what's happening. You watched hockey with the governor. I know you joined Joe and the OG. I was going to say Joe and Joe. You joined the OG on 99.9 The Fan. So I'm going to ask you some different questions than they asked you. First, how do you watch a hockey game with the governor? Do you just like hang out around the mansion on Blunt Street around like 6 o'clock on game day and hope he's going, or how do you make that happen?
You ask. I mean, you never know what you're going to get unless you ask. So I had been curious for a very long time about what it would be like to watch a game with Governor Roy Cooper, if only because he seems like in public a straight-laced, not super emotional, kind of low-key, not going to surprise you with like a soundbite kind of a person. And I'm like, the only place where he seems to be like peaked, like where he kind of turns it up to 11, is when he's watching Carolina Hurricanes games. Like he tweets about the Hurricanes a lot. He would wear a Carolina Hurricanes mask during COVID. He trash talked Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins. So I'm like, is this a thing where he's going to watch hockey and just come totally unglued during the game? Like, what is that? I genuinely didn't know what it would be like to watch a game with him. I just thought it would be very, very interesting. And so I started asking and I asked, and eventually, once I convinced them that, I was like a legitimate reporter who was interested in this from that standpoint, then they were like, yeah, let's do it. So let's, why don't you come to the arena? He's going to be actually on the air. Last Friday night, he was on the air with Mike and Tripp calling the, part of the first period of the game. So you can be there for that. You can talk with him. You can sit in the box for a little bit, and then you can go on your way, and you can see what that's like. And that is exactly what's happened.
Jeremy Markovich joined us from the NC Rabbit Hole. Was there any security clearance? I know he's not the president, but, he's a governor, and there seems to be some security around him. Did you get patted down, or did they have to, call anybody on background on you?
Oh, well, I mean, he knew about me. He was asking, hey, so do you what's it like to be like a whitewater rafting guy? And I was like, well, I haven't done that for 12 years, but somebody had told him something that was in my background. So like they had vetted me. I knew that.
Sure.
And he was surrounded also by his two bodyguards were very nice. They had very large hands, as you might expect bodyguards to do. But they did this. And also, I had a photographer that came with me as well to take some pictures, which I thought were great, because you just see on his face like the joy and the agony of watching a Canes game. It was really evident. And so we both went in, but like once we'd already done that, the funny thing was, so if you're a longtime Canes fan, you probably may remember Ron the Ref.
Yeah.
Ron Biscotti. And who, was the in-game host for many, many, many years. Well, Ron's now working, he does security for the arena. He was actually sort of the guide that took us where we needed to go. So we came to the VIP entrance, went up to the broadcast booth, and then went down to a private box. And so Ron is there. And of course, you know, Governor Cooper is like, hey, Ron, hey, buddy. He's like, Ron the ref. Hey, how's it going, buddy? You going to ref that alumni game? Like he is like, has recall for everything. And like, you know, you can just tell like Ron's face just lit up. He's like, oh yeah. This is cool.
All right. A couple other questions. Did he go off the record with you at all? Obviously I won't make you tell me, but at any point did he say, hey, either I want to cuss at a player or I just want to tell you something, but I don't want a part of the interview. Did he go off the record at all with you?
He did not. He did not cuss. He never lost it during the game.
Right.
You know, I was there when the Canes scored the first goal, and he was in the middle of saying something and just like, yeah, he jumped up and he's on his feet, he's clapping, and he's excited. And he would lose his train of thought quite a bit. He'd be talking about one thing, and then something on the ice would happen, and he would just stop and just react to it.
Sure.
Like, he genuinely wanted to watch the game and talk hockey. It wasn't like he was like, hey, so while I got you here, let me tell you about this initiative that we have going on, and right. I got to push this through the General Assembly. Like, no. He genuinely just wants to talk about, like, the salary cap and the trade deadline and, like, the Martinook line and all of this stuff that is around the Canes. And the only thing that he told me it wasn't off the record, but it was. I was just verifying that he wasn't doing other things off the record. As I asked him, I'm like, hey, you know, he had just told me the story about how his daughter a long time ago wanted to bring the sign into the arena, and the sign said, "Ref, you suck." And and he's like, maybe instead of focusing on the person, focus on the action. And so she's like, oh, okay. And then she made another sign that said, "Bad call, ref." And then she brought that to the arena, and it worked. He's like, that's good parenting. And I said, yeah, that's all fine and dandy, but then you tweeted at Brad Marchand, you know, from the Boston Bruins and you know, said some, you trash-talked him on Twitter.
Chirped him.
And he started laughing really, really, really hard. He's like, yeah, well, he deserved it, and I'd do it again. And I asked him, like, Governor, do you have a burner Twitter account?
Ooh.
That you, like, are, like, make, like, you know, tweeting out like hot takes about the Canes that you would never say.
Great
question. No. He said, I have my Roy Cooper NC account. That's my personal account. I type everything. Is there anything I'm going to say? I'm going to say it there. So at least I have asked him on the record if the governor has a burner account that he uses to tweet out hot sports takes during Canes games. And the answer from him is no.
Well, you may have qualified. You should have just stopped with, do you have a burner account? Maybe
we've got even more.
But yeah. Once he was like, no, I do not have a burner account for Canes takes. Anyway.
Not for Canes takes, yeah.
Jeremy Markovich, NC Rabbit Hole. Last two questions. One, did you bone up on your hockey for, like, sitting with him? Or you're like, oh, man, I got to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I did. I tried. So I really was like, okay, I need to learn, you know, what's going on with them. I read The Athletic. I'm aware of what the Canes are doing, but I just can't watch them every single night. So sorry, Caniacs. Like, I really want to be there with you, but also
Caniacs are accepting. Caniacs are accepting. They'll take you on at the playoffs,
yeah,
midseason, whatever game you can watch. They're fine with that.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. The ESPN Plus blackout is real.
Yeah.
So I apologize for that. But I've watched a lot. I've been there. I know the movers and shakers. I know what's going on. I knew I was not going to be like an expert, so I just didn't even try. But he very much is. Like, he is talking about, like,
Adam Gold in studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. You have a 401k, but you're changing jobs. You're taking that 401k with you. Next step.
Well, a lot of people leave it behind, which is not a good thing. I mean, if you're not at the company anymore, your 401k shouldn't either. That's when it's time for my 401k survival
box set.
You see it right here. I got workbooks, guidebooks, DVDs in here that explain everything about your 401k. More importantly, how to build a lifetime income. It's a $300 value. I'm also going to give you a total retirement plan, which is a $1,000 value for the next 18 of you who call right now. No cost or obligation.
Call 888-843-0013 or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
High level stuff. And one of the things that he says is, you know, I'm the governor. I'm very busy. I would hope that he's very busy if he's the governor. I hope he's not like, I got nothing but free time. But he says, like, I have to, like, watch the game. I have to speed it up. Like, I have to, you know, do the thing where I'm fast forwarding it through all the commercial breaks and through the icing calls and that sort of thing. And so But yeah, I mean, I will gladly admit that the governor knows much, much more about the Canes than I do. He is into it. He really, really cares.
All right. Then final question for you. And Mick Mixon used to always tell me he hates it when I ask him questions that ask, you know, to say what another person thinks. I totally believe that Roy Cooper is a Canes fan. No, I do not think this is an act, right? But at some point, is there any part of you that wonders, was this a political decision to avoid, he knows he's a UNC grad living in Raleigh, to avoid playing the I love ACC basketball tap dance or whatever, picking the Canes as to be a, let me kind of, I'll show up at the Final Four, but I'm not going to really be a UNC fan. I'm going to be a Canes fan. Do you think that was a political decision that he made from the start?
I don't think so. I just think it became this like thing that happens when you find something that's really interesting that you've never heard of before. Like, he grew up in Rocky Mount 65 years ago.
Yep.
There has never been and is no ice rink in Rocky Mount.
Sure.
You know, maybe there should be one, but there is not. He did never played hockey. And even when the Canes came to Greensboro, he's like, he didn't go, he wasn't like, oh yeah, this new hockey team, I'm totally in. He was a state senator, I believe, back then before he became Attorney General. I think it is genuine. And I also think that he basically, like, it's not one of these things where, like, okay, like the Super Bowl is going to come up. And so inevitably what's going to happen is you're going to have two mayors that are going to make some really cheesy bet.
Right, yes.
And like, you know, well, I'm the mayor of Kansas City and I will agree to send barbecue to,
right,
whatever. Well, my team is definitely the best and I think Andy Reid is going to that's not real fandom. Like, he genuinely cares. He does not want to go there to do business. He does not want to do any of that other stuff. He really, really cares about the team. And the only thing that he said about UNC, so he is a UNC grad. You know, I was talking about Wake Forest, and he said, okay, well, you know, my father went to Wake Forest back in the day, it's either like right before or right after the university moved from actual Wake Forest to Salem. He says, so he's like, he went back to like a 50th reunion, his dad did, and there's all these long-winded speeches, and his dad gets up and he's like, I hate to admit that my two sons graduated from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and I hang my head in shame. And he sat back down and got a standing ovation from the Wake Forest crowd. It was the shortest speech that just dissed UNC, and he brought the house down. So obviously Roy Cooper went to UNC. I'm sure he has feelings there. I'm sure he's not going to wade into what is the best team in North Carolina, but his father is on record of saying that, you know, obviously Wake Forest is the superior university.
And apparently trash talking runs in Roy Cooper's family. His dad's got
really
some
does.
Spice. Jeremy Markovich, check out his whole article on watching hockey with the governor and all the great things he does at the NC Rabbit Hole, one of the coolest storytelling platforms you'll find. If you are a North Carolinian, long time, just moved here, you'll find cool stuff. Check out his site.